All right, church family, it's Tuesday, Hebrews 7. You ready to go deep today? I'm going to talk about a man whose name we see interweaved through Hebrews. His name is Melchizedek, and you will very clearly see that. I don't think Melchizedek is in the top 20 boys' names of 2022, nor do I know if it ever was, but we do see this name several times in this book of Hebrews. Now, it's not the first time that we hear of Melchizedek. Today is just going to be a history lesson for you, all right? So hang with me today if this gets a little confusing. Listen to it a couple times. I may not do a very good job of trying to explain this. This is where good study Bibles would come into play for you. But it's really important for us to understand who this Melchizedek was. So we first hear about him in Genesis chapter 14. You'll read about Abraham and Lot, and Abraham defeats an enemy, and then this Melchizedek shows up. And it tells us right there in the 14th chapter of Genesis that he was the king of a city called Salem. Now, a lot of Bible scholars feel that this Salem is synonymous with Jerusalem. So just a little point when you read about Salem, if you're in Genesis 14, just remember that that could be Jerusalem that it's talking about. So that would make sense, Jerusalem being the epicenter of the Jewish nation. So this Melchizedek, since we're going all the way back to Genesis, this was before the Old Testament law was established. In other words, this is before God gave Moses the instructions to choose all of these groups of people to do various things. This is before the book of Leviticus and the Levitical priests in Moses' time. Melchizedek came before the normal priesthood that we think of today. With the Old Testament. He was a priest, as I said, who blessed Abraham. And this was like, just to kind of give you a little time frame, about 600 years before the priesthood was established with the Jewish people. So what does Melchizedek have to do with this writing to the Hebrews? Like, why did the author of Hebrews think it was important to go all the way back to Genesis 14 and bring up this guy named Melchizedek? Well, the writer of Hebrews is trying to connect Jesus to the priesthood of Melchizedek. And let me kind of explain. He's just pointing out that Jesus was greater than the other high priests, the Levitical priests, or the Levites. Or even more important than Abraham. So the writer is trying to show just how important Jesus was. So here's the main thing here. The writer's making a point of Jesus's importance of where he is. So the line of priests, if you look back in the Old Testament, you see when the priesthood was established, it came from one family line, from Aaron and then Levi, the Levites. That's where we get the name Levites. So the family line would be the priests. So they would hand down that responsibility to be the priests of the temple, called the Levites. And then the line of kings, as most of us know, was always from the same family line too. After the first king of Israel was Solomon, you've got David, and then you've got a line of kings from David that was passed down. So the line of priests was from one family line, the Levites, and the line of kings was from another family line, the line of David. Well, we know Jesus is referred to as the son of David, right? He didn't come from the Levitical line. But the main point of this whole chapter here is that Jesus was the newly appointed, and the only needed, the final high priest and the final king, okay? So Jesus was the only necessary high priest and king from this point forward, and that is the main point that the author of Hebrews is trying to put out there to his audience. So the Levitical priesthood was temporary, but the priesthood of Jesus is eternal. I told you I was going to be a history lesson today. Read it today. Hopefully that will help you understand this otherwise maybe difficult passage. And I'll be back with you tomorrow talking about the new covenant in Hebrews chapter 8.